Gentleman in the third row.
Good evening. Reincarnation. Why does it happen, and the reasons behind it, if it does, please?
It sounds like you haven't made your mind up about it, have you? Jolly good. Because the medium hasn't either. So just to annoy him, we'll give you some guidance. Reincarnation happens. Karma is happening constantly. Reincarnation is a facet of your existence. Although you are living in a linear time frame, you may believe that your life is so long and then another life begins. In fact, this is not the case. Linear time frames are offshoots like a star, and you are existing in all of them at the same time. When you are regressed and you are shown lives which you seem to remember, it is because the linear frame of time is not synchronized. Your soul is enduring all of the experience that it can. And you are living the many lifetimes and understanding the many experiences. And throughout that, you are living a karmic life. That is the Buddhist way, the Hindu way. The spiritual way is that of balance and of finding oneself again. When you look in the mirror, you see yourself, and the experience of life is what stimulates your soul to grow. Why waste time with one life when you can have many at exactly the same time? I believe you will think a long time upon what I have said.
Yeah, well, probably.
And I will say this to you. Please reject which you do not agree with. I will not be offended. Because the thought process of thinking is what reveals your true humanity.
Can I have the next question, please? We seem to have a pause. Ah, gentleman has made his mind up in the second row.
For me, I have a lot of experiences of deja vu. A lot. And so it makes me wonder, experiencing this life, whether it's already been experienced, and my perception at the moment is that I'm here now, but my life is already over. So me, I'm wondering how much there is a difference between free will and destiny. If
yes.
Everything's already happened. Sorry if that's a bit complicated.
It is not. Mr. Luke, what a wonderful question.
Indeed, indeed. Something we often discuss.
You've made me very happy. Determinism and fatalism. I think the book is already written, Mr. Luke. However, I have no free will to choose my way. I'm sorry I am making fun of my friend. It is important to understand that prior to your incarnation, you chose certain aspects of your life with which to understand your very being. It was written as if it was a blank page, and there are paragraph headings which are signs which will point you in the general direction of life. Circumstances will project you into certain more aspects of being. However, do you drink tea?
Yes.
Do you have sugar in your tea?
No.
Why?
Good night, that's why I told you to stop drinking sugar.
Ah. I believe your ex-wife wrote the plan. But you have made a choice,
yeah,
haven't you?
I did, yeah.
And in your family, or with your ex-wife, perhaps you had another spoonful of sugar. But my point is this. If you are given a black and white kaleidoscope, you would feel compelled to colour in with a myriad of rainbow colours and bring the pattern to life in the way in which you like it, in which you feel comfortable, and in which you will shape your own life. Your soul actually drew the black and white pattern prior to incarnation, but now you have chosen to colour in those small parts. Does it make sense?
Yes, it does make sense, thank you. I really wanted to also understand whether if everything is happening simultaneously, all these lives are happening simultaneously, and time doesn't exist, that means that everything has happened already, so I don't understand how I can still have free will if everything's already happened.
It is rather a difficult concept to explain when you are existing in a reality which is linear.
Yes.
Pain occurs if you prick your finger with a pin. The time it takes for it to move from your finger to your brain is instant.
That's right, yeah. Oh.
It is not over a period of time, but it is a similar concept.
Okay. Now I understand what you're saying then. Thank you.
Bless you.
Do we have another question, please? Ah, the lady on the front here.
Hello again. I've been reading over the last couple of years.
Marvellous.
Quite a bit of work written by mediums who are no longer here, they're in spirit. One of the mediums' work I have been reading is a gentleman called Arthur Ford. And in one of his books, he states that all human beings can no longer physically evolve our bodies, but our minds are constantly evolving and will do so. And part of our evolution process is to become more spiritually aware and for our psychic abilities to increase.